Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by my good friend Kent Steinbeck. We're coming to you from Herb's House Coffee Shop. Kent,
I'm going to take a sip.
Go for it. And we've got a great study. We're in the book of Proverbs. We're in Proverbs 10 and verse 13. And the title of this is Discerning Lips. Discerning Lips. And Kent, as I prepare to read this verse, our mouth is like a fountain. And James says, out of this mouth, out of this fountain comes either blessing or cursing. Then we could say from the book of Proverbs, either wisdom or foolishness comes out of the mouth. And so this proverb reads, on the lips of the discerning, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him who lacks understanding. So when Solomon says on the lips of the discerning, he's talking about obviously what comes out of the mouth. And what comes out of the mouth in this verse is wisdom. Now, discerning, the lips of the discerning, means one who considers and understands a situation. Discernment speaks of insight, penetrating insight into the affairs of life. And the lips of the discerning speak wisdom. Wisdom is what's coming out of that mouth, and wisdom is skill in living. It's God-given skill to know how to live life. And it is synonymous with prudence, prudence in how to order one's life. It's synonymous with shrewdness, really, in administrating and overseeing the affairs of one's life. And so the wise store up wisdom, and they are given this God-given ability to be able to size up situations in life and to know how to apply God's word. And when they speak from their lips, they speak wisdom. Conversely, the second half of this proverb is, a rod is for the back of him who lacks understanding. To lack understanding means that you lack wisdom. And the reason you lack wisdom is that you've rejected, you've closed your ears and closed your eyes to wisdom. And so therefore you lack understanding. And the result of that is you deserve painful consequences in your life. And that's the idea here. A rod is for the back of him who lacks understanding. And it really pictures chastisement and discipline and the inflicting of punishment. And the reference here is not to a child necessarily who would receive the rod, but even to an adult who experiences painful consequences to wrong decisions. And the reason they suffer wrong decisions is because they have refused God's wisdom. And so they're on their own. They're like a ship without a rudder. And we would say today they're like a car without a steering wheel. And they just are reckless as they live their life. And so therefore, to live your life without God's wisdom, there will be, I think here metaphorically, a rod inflicted to your back. So, Kent, this underscores how important, critically important it is that we know God's wisdom, and specifically as it's found here in the book of Proverbs, but even in the entire Bible, and that we apply it to our lives. And when we speak to others, that we speak wisdom. And those who hear this wisdom that we speak, and it indicates those who are close around us, if they don't listen to the wisdom that we speak to them from God's word, it's going to result in a rod for their back because they're going to go their own way. And whenever we go our own way, we always suffer for it. So, Kent, obviously, we want to talk about this. And the focus here, again, is on wisdom for living.
Steve, I mean, the first thing that jumps out of my mind, and I think our viewers, is probably, do we ever need wisdom? I need wisdom. The world, I mean, this morning early, you turn on the news, the world is falling apart.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
It is crazy.
I mean,
insanity.
You can't even believe it. It's almost like you're in
it's like we're in a nightmare.
Fiction movie.
Well, it's a nightmare.
Nonfiction movie, or fiction movie where, it's like the Twilight Zone, you remember?
Yeah.
You just can't even believe it. And so you look at our world and you go, well, okay, starting with me, starting with our government, starting everywhere, do I ever need wisdom?
Yeah.
So will you talk about, when I think of wisdom, you remember the story of Solomon?
Mm-hmm.
And when the queen came to see him.
Queen of Sheba.
Queen of Sheba. What did she say, and how did he express his wisdom?
Well, she said, a greater than Solomon is here, because the glory of God was in was in this temple, which I've just been reading about in the book of 1 Kings. And it was a house in which God's glory dwelt in.
Mm-hmm.
And she was overwhelmed. And she was used to seeing grandeur and majesty. But the temple that Solomon had built reflected the awesomeness of who God is, in the beauty, in the dimensions, in the materials. And then certainly the glory of God had moved into the temple as well. And so she was overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll have to help remind me.
What I was also going to say then. Is remind our viewers that Solomon had asked for wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He had asked for wisdom. You might explain that.
Yeah, yeah.
And as people saw it, even when the women were fighting over the baby, it just expresses, I think, when we understand God's wisdom and see it in his life, when he asked for it, it encourages us.
Yeah, I got you. I was trying to think of what the Queen of Sheba said.
No, that was true.
Solomon asked for wisdom. It's a Hebrew word, chokmah, and it means skill in administration and skill in craftsmanship. The word was used of those who built the temple and the wood inlays and the gold inlays, and they knew how to take material and make something beautiful out of it. That's the very word that's used for wisdom, that we know how to take the gold and the silver of God's word and inlay it into our lives and fashion it into our lives like a skilled craftsman would build something. And so that's what the word wisdom means. And with wisdom, the key is application, knowing how to take God's truth and apply it to one's life. And in this proverb, it's on the lips of the discerning. Wisdom is continually flowing out such that others around us hear and learn of God's wisdom.
Do you remember, to remind our viewers, when one of the ways he expressed his wisdom is when the two women came and they fought over their baby?
I just read that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great expression of godly wisdom.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that just incredibly shrewd of Solomon to know how to get to the bottom of the matter, where two women claimed to have one baby? The other baby had died, and so there's only one living baby left, and two women claiming this baby. One is lying, and the other is telling the truth. And so they come to Solomon, and Solomon says, take a sword and cut the baby in half. And the woman, who is the real mother, then cries out, no, don't harm my baby. And just in a moment, Solomon was able to expose the false claim and reveal the true claim. And that's just a beautiful example of his skill as the king of Israel. And Kent, you and I need this in our homes.
Mm-hmm.
We need it in our ministries. We need it. You need it in business. I need it as I wade through preparing sermons and how to apply it. We all need wisdom, and I think we should say here that the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. And you mentioned earlier the insanity that's going on in our culture and our society. And I think the reason is there is a total disregard for God, and there is no fear of mm-hmm. God.
Yeah.
And for years, we coasted, even with kind of unbelievers, they at least had some modicum of restraint because of an inherent fear of God. Well, that's now been removed. And so the floodgates are open, and all of the iniquity and insanity is spewing forth. But all the more reason, we need to have wisdom on our lips as we would seek to influence this world.
And we can have the same wisdom that Solomon did. The same
Absolutely. It's written down right here
yeah,
for us.
Yeah, we can have that.
We can have it and study it and mm-hmm. analyze it and then incorporate it into our lives. Well, thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope. You know what you need? It's what I need. It's what Kent needs. We all need God's wisdom. And it is found in this book, and it is found in the Lord Jesus Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and understanding, Colossians says. Well, God bless you. Thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope.